Graduates after this season on University of Dayton women's basketball team. We're going to speak with Malia Johnson. She's a grad student. Briefly, she transferred from Houston last year, did not play last year. We'll get into that. 2 years ago, played 30 games, and we'll also talk about her major, which I have no idea what it is, so I'm looking forward to hearing about that. So, first of all, Malia, when we're taping this, a couple days after the opener against Illinois State, the injury, tell us, I kind of see an incision on your knee, which... Mm-hmm. Probably. Tell us about what the injury was all about and how the rehab has been going.
Yeah, so I tore my ACL in October 2024. It was during practice, a non-contact injury. I was driving to the rim and tried to do like a pivot step, but my knee caved in and went the other way and just went down after that. So after that, I ended up getting surgery, and then I just been, you know, rehabbing in Houston. I was first rehabbing in Houston, then I ended up getting a transfer portal, then continuing on my rehab. I was, like, doing rehab at, like, Ohio State once I was, like, on that break of leaving Houston. Then I get to Dayton, and I'm just continuing my rehab with my physical therapist and my trainer, Angel Bacon, so... The process has been very up and down for me a lot. I had the surgery, then I had to get another surgery, which was called a scope in my knee. They basically had to clean out. I had some loose cartilage in my knee, so they had to clean out and shave up my cartilage to thin it out, even it out a little bit. So that set me back a good month or so. So my process has been long and hard for me. Lots of up and downs, so lots of emotional moments, rocky moments that... You know, I just had no control over the time.
First injury, were you healthy all throughout high school?
Yes. Yep, I was healthy through high school, freshman, sophomore, junior, then senior year. That's when I tore my ACL.
Got it. So, after the injury, we're not going to spend this whole time talking about an injury. But, like, how long were you on crutches?
So, I was on crutches for about a month, I believe, and then I started progressing to like weight bearing on my own, like still wearing the brace and things of that such, but I didn't have to really use my crutches as much. So I'll say for about a month, like a month after the surgery. So from, I got the surgery like October 11th, so through the end of October is when I was gradually like getting off my crutches, then from there I was just weight bearing and, you know, scootering around, so yeah.
So, again, when we're taping this, Malia was not cleared to play in the opener against Illinois State. Hopefully by the time we're hearing this, she is getting playing time. Mm-hmm. But what have you been able to do, or how have you been limited in practice, or have you been limited in practice?
Yeah, so, like, in the beginning when I got here, I really wasn't able to practice at all yet. So I started off by just, you know, being on the sidelines, doing little small ball handling stuff and, you know, helping out wherever they need me to be, passing the ball, this and that. And then as months went on, I think maybe the 8-9 month mark, that's when I started, you know, progressing into practice, doing shooting only drills, only shooting drills. I wasn't able to do no cutting yet, no too much jumping. So I was only doing shooting drills. Then the actual 9 and 10 mark, I started, you know, working my way into practice. So doing more than shooting drills, doing, you know, up and down drills a little bit. No 5-on-5 just yet, but still, like, you know, little small drills that didn't, you know, need contact. So when I do guard, post, split, those are the type of drills I would do. Continue shooting and stuff like that. And, you know, passing drills. And recently, I really just started, you know, practicing more than I can. Still no contact at first, but it's definitely, I was, you know, trying to do more each and every day as much as I can with limited pain as much. And now, today was the first day I was able to do contact drills.
Excellent. So. And we'll just clarify, today meaning the day before the home opener against Mercyhurst, and whereas we're running this later on in the season.
Correct.
So I guess that brings me to, you played full 30 games 2 years ago with Houston.
Yes.
What got you to... want to come to Dayton then, basically leave Houston?
So my head coach, they say he left, stepped down, but you know, other things happened, and, you know, it was a change of coaching and things of that nature. And, you know, I was trying to get a feel for the new coach as much as I can, you know, not be too biased and just automatically want to leave because we have a new coaching change, because I'm a very loyal person, so I like to stay loyal to the people that, you know, is loyal to me. So I kind of wanted to give the guy a chance a little bit, you know, fill him out. So I was there after the season was over for about 2 to 3 weeks, you know, just coming in, working out with the coach as much as I can, you know, getting a feel for him, getting to know him a little bit. But as time went on, I just felt like I needed a, you know, better opportunity. I felt like coming to Dayton, Coach Tamika would give me that, you know, that chance to go to where I want to go, which is pro. She played in the WNBA. She knows a lot of people. She has all the connections. And just by me knowing her husband and just already having that connection and knowing who Coach Tamika is and what she's about, I just felt like she had my best interest all in one for my senior year of taking me and getting me to the place where I want to go and meeting new people that maybe help me take me to the next step.
Your major, I didn't look this up because I didn't want to throw maybe some misinformation. Integrated studies. Yes. What's that entail?
So it's really nothing specific. It's basically just a bunch of classes all in one. So it could be like health courses, science courses, math. Like, it's just nothing specific. Like, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, so I was getting a feel for everything, basically, and taking classes that related to everything and any, you know, major that is possible that could just give me enough information to want to, you know, I wanted to pursue in the business aspect. So right now I'm getting my master's of business administration. So that was the first thing I had to do in order to get to that step of wanting to, you know, pursue my master's in my business. So I was taking a bunch of consumer classes and marketing classes, entrepreneurship classes. So just getting as much knowledge as I can, but with not specifically focusing on one thing.
So you want to get into the business world then?
Yes.
Any specific area, or you're still feeling it out?
I'm kind of still feeling it out, but I'm moving towards, you know, starting my own cleaning business. Like right fresh out of college, like, that's the first thing I want to do. And hopefully, as time go on, I start moving up gradually, getting into other spaces like offices and stuff like that. So, you know, I just want to be wherever.
Let's talk about time management. Talk to Eleanor. We've already run that interview. Classes. What type of classes do you have this semester? What are the challenging ones? And with the schedule, time management has to be very key for you.
Honestly, this year has been a breeze for me. Like, I only take 2 classes, and they are both online. So I do them whenever I can. And one class, I just have to do, like, discussion posts and just respond to my classmates. And another class, I'll just do projects. So I really have a very good schedule. I have a lot of free time. Like, it's really no, you know, time management with me. Well, it is, but it isn't, because, you know, I do it early as possible. So by the time it is due, I don't have to worry about it. So, yeah, I'm living the dream right now.
How about next semester? Do you have the same type of situation coming?
Yeah, same type of situation, just 2 classes. I'm not sure what classes that would be yet. I don't register till the 11th, but yeah, it would be basically the same thing over again, online, 2 classes.
You've probably seen the atmosphere. I don't know if you went, but what's your impression of UD Arena? What was your impression of UD Arena when you walked in there for the first time, say, compared to wherever Houston plays?
The arena was way bigger, definitely. I like the colors were very, like, eye-catching to me. And, you know, I had a friend that played here, so I've been to a UD game before, and they have a lot of fans, more than I'm used to. So, yeah, the atmosphere looks great, honestly.
Well, thank you. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
We'll get back to courtside.
Thank you.